If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. Today I'm sharing a classic episode with you. It's kind of hard to dig back when we have so many great episodes, so this is one I thought would either be fun to reshare or maybe it was extremely popular and had a lot of downloads. Either way, I'm here to share it with you right now. Enjoy.
Hey designers, today we're going to talk about the 5 keys to a terrible design business. Now this is a little different because usually we always take a positive spin on things, but here are some of the things I see happening that we should all avoid. All of us should all avoid, including me, because I know in my design business there are things that I get a little lazy on and I don't want to do. So this one is key, and hopefully you can take a lot away from it. My favorite part about this is I think everybody always thinks somebody else is doing these things. And it's very hard to see that we are doing these things, even myself. So hopefully you can take this and really think about how you can change your business, because guess what? You're not in charge of someone else's design business. You're in charge of your design business. And if you can make these changes and stop these terrible things, then that is going to be awesome for you. Okay. Number one, you spend most of your time on researching designs rather than taking action and actually designing. Oh my heavens, if this is you, I like wish you were in the room and you could raise your hand, because I really think this is something especially new designers have trouble with, but also designers, we have a lot of designers who have ADHD, we have a lot of designers who have other things going on, and what happens is if we spend all of our time researching or jumping around, then we can't see the progress that we need to make. So what I need you to do is kind of think on that and figure out, how can I spend less time in the research phase? You guys know the research phase, right? You're on Pinterest, you're looking at everybody's stuff, you're in maybe one of your online shops looking at what everybody else is doing, and maybe you're on Instagram taking a look at everybody's social. You're doing research before you design, and instead you're spending all of your time doing research instead of actually designing, which you guys know when I say design every day, I do not mean research designs every day. I mean design every day. Okay, number two, I have my notes in front of me, so okay, this is interesting. This is an interesting concept, but I think this is really the case with new designers in particular. You like the idea of being a designer, but when you actually sit down, you don't want to do the work that a designer has to do. Now, what's the work a designer has to do? They have to learn Illustrator. They have to actually sit and learn how to use that, you know, your mouse or your tracking pad or a Wacom pen, if that's what you're using, to actually get things correct in Illustrator. You know, we've got a lot of shortcuts these days. The iPad, there are a lot of computers where you can pencil directly into the screen. That's actually an extremely powerful thing because it makes my designers, in particular in Design Suite, go a little faster. But then everyone doesn't want to spend their time, you know, getting it production ready, which has to happen on the computer, you guys. Maybe in the future that will not be the case and the iPad will become strong enough to hold on to whatever we're doing in Illustrator. But right now it's not. It just isn't. So at the time of recording this, you need Illustrator on your computer to actually finish up the work and so that you can produce the way you need to produce. So if you just enjoy the idea of being a designer and you're telling everybody you're a designer, but that's not the thing that you do every single day of your life, you're doing yourself a disservice. You have to actually do the actions that make it so you can make money as a designer. You can't just tell people you're a designer and you're just kind of messing around every day. Maybe doing the research part or just like sitting down to a blank canvas and maybe drawing for a hot second. If you're a designer, you're doing this every day. You're making money doing this. That's what being a designer is all about. Okay. Number three. Oh my gosh, you guys. You refuse to get faster in Illustrator. And how do we get faster in Illustrator? We do it by practicing Illustrator. That means we have to be in the program every day. What's worse than this is the number of designers who tell me, well, I just can't afford the Adobe software. And we're going to talk about investments in a second, but like, if you can't even afford the Adobe software, which by the way, at the time of recording is like $52 or $54 for the entire suite, or it's $20 for your, if you just want Illustrator, you are not going to make it in this design business. That is the least common denominator for becoming a designer. There is no designer out there making even $1,000 a month who is using Affinity and Procreate only, okay? You have to have some knowledge. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't designers who are spending most of their time in Procreate and then doing something with it. They're usually using other softwares, though, to get their products where they need to go, okay? So just because I'm using my iPad, like I will use my iPad, especially right now I'm in the middle of designing a fabric line, I'll use it for the initial starts and then I move it over into my computer to get it going. I just think if you are unwilling to learn Illustrator or purchase the software that, and you guys can hate on me for this, like you have no business being in the design business. Design business is not, if it were easy, you guys, everybody would be doing it. I think everybody sees the glory of it, how beautiful it looks. But if it was easy, everyone would be making money doing this. And I don't know that many designers, for all the designers I know. And I know a lot of designers. I've worked with a lot of designers. I had a huge design team on Miniloo. I had a huge design team on Cartabella. There are not as many designers out there as you think who can produce what they need to in order to make a living doing this. Okay, so the least common denominator is learning Illustrator and getting fast at it, which means designing in it every day. Okay, that it is the core of your design business. All right, number four. Okay, this one is huge. You don't believe investing in your design business. Now, if you are a designer and you're just like, I'm just doing this for the fun of this, it's a hobby, that's one thing. But that also kind of doesn't mean you're a designer. Like you've got to be owning a design business or you have to be working in corporate or working in an agency or freelancing to really call yourself a designer, right? So if you own a design business, that means we have to make investments. And one of them, of course, is the software, right? We've got to have the software. But there are other things we need, you guys. We need decent computers. We need good tools. And if you're newer to the design world, having an iPad and an Apple Pen or a computer where, like, I know we have some designers who have Lenovos where they can draw directly on the screen. Having things that will make it so that you can design faster, that is huge, okay? Because then you're kind of moving yourself along in an easier way. But we have to be investing in ourselves. Now, so I just talked about tools because those are, to me, are the most obvious. And listen, I am totally in this exact same realm. It took me a couple of years ago. I finally invested and bought a brand new laptop. Why? Because I didn't want to spend the money on it. And I tend to put a lot of memory, a lot of RAM, a lot of everything, graphics cards, into my computers, and I knew it was just going to cost me a lot of money and I didn't want to spend it. And I hemmed and hawed over it for a couple years before I finally broke down and bought one. And the moment I did, I started going so much faster. And I think, how much time did I waste dealing with my very old, slow computer? If I had just upgraded, I probably could have figured out the way to make the money for that much faster. That's all there is to it. So there's the tool part of it, right? But I also think there's the education part of it, right? So graphic designers go to school for 4 years, you guys, 4 years, and spend $40,000 to $60,000 getting a graphic design degree. And they come out making an average of $40,000 to $50,000 a year. So why in the world do you think that you can do this without any design education whatsoever? So like, you don't understand production, you don't know how creative directors think, and you're like putting all your stuff out there, hoping that someone's gonna take a bite when you have had zero experience, zero like mentorship, professorship, getting you on the next route, okay? There are tons of classes out there you can take, other programs other than mine out there that you can take that will start you on your educational journey, okay? Of course, I believe that what we do is exceptional because we really make designers into design business owners. But there are lots of classes out there that will help you at least get foundational things like Illustrator usage, right? Or understanding how to build a repeat, or understanding the contract process, right? So there are places out there that will help you along the way, get you information that will move you along, okay? And just remember, because you guys, you know I believe in this, you get what you pay for, okay? So if you're gonna pay for a $500 program, know that it's not gonna make you $100,000 a year, okay? So be careful, be smart, but the bottom line is invest in yourself, okay? If you're investing $500 here and someone else is investing in a college degree, like, or $40,000, and I'm not saying you have to go back to college, but I'm saying you've got to get really high level type education, can you expect to make the same amount? Maybe you would say, I'm extra, extra talented, Karina, so that's why, okay? And maybe you are. Maybe you will be one of the lucky ones. Okay, the last thing. Five keys in your terrible business. This last one is you never ever do the business side of your design business. You guys, there's the design piece, right? So we're going to learn the skill of design, which we've focused on here so far. But the business side is understanding how to get distribution, how to understand how to market yourself, how to build an audience if that's what you want to do. I don't recommend it. If you're in Design Suite or you're in my boot camp, you'll hear me talk about that. But what you should be doing is moving forward, but you have to figure out ways so that your design business side actually makes it so that you own a business, right? So designing isn't enough. We've got to do more. We have to have, there are certain things, and I talk about that in my framework in Design Bootcamp. What else do you need? What else do you need in order to make this design thing actually a business? All right, guys, are you doing any of those things? Hopefully you're not. Hopefully you are just moving along. You're investing in yourself, you're learning Illustrator, you're working in designing every day, you're not spending all this time in research, you're spending all your time in actual action steps, design time, okay? That's what I want you to do. And you guys know that I am here to give you the realistic picture. It's not all rainbows and unicorns on the Make a Design podcast. And the reason is because I don't think that is the right way to teach people. I think those of you who are really in this to do something realistic, to build an actual design business, that you understand that it's not easy, okay? You understand it's not easy, and that if someone would just tell you some of the things that need to be done, that you could move forward. And that's what my hope was today, that today you get a reality check on some of the things that are really happening in terrible businesses, and that you're able to move forward. You guys know that is what I'm all about, okay? If you love more reality checks, I'd love to see you in a design bootcamp. And of course, those of you who are in Design Suite, and I know I have lots of you listening, you guys know exactly what needs to happen in order to make it in this industry. This not as oversaturated as everyone thinks industry, because if you're good at design, you don't have to worry. You don't. Because good designers are actually very difficult to find. All right, guys, so glad to have you here. I'll talk to you soon.
Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.